Last Thanksgiving, Hilmar Ramos Gomez was threatened with deportation when Grand Rapids Police Department Captain Kurt Vanderkoy contacted Immigration Customs Enforcement after seeing the veteran's name and photo in the news. At the time, Ramos Gomez had been arrested after trespassing onto the helipad at Spectrum Butterworth Hospital, actions he said were a result of a post-traumatic stress disorder episode. When the veteran was arrested, he had his American passport on him, and he still spent 3 days in jail, threatened with deportation.
We were so pleased and honored to spend Veterans Day with him negotiating for justice. It was really fitting to spend that day with him, and we were so glad that we were able to reach a resolution with the City of Grand Rapids on Monday.
That's Miriam Aukerman from the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan and one of the attorneys representing Ramos Gomez. The resolution she's talking about refers to the $190,000 Ramos Gomez will be receiving from the City of Grand Rapids.
The only information that Captain Vanderkoy had is that Hilmar was Latino. He has a recognizably Latino name, and that led Captain Vanderkoy to ask ICE to check his status. That's about as clear as you can get in terms of a case of racial profiling.
Captain Vanderkoy received a 2-day suspension following an investigation from the City of Grand Rapids. But this is not the first time the city has reached a settlement on behalf of Captain Vanderkoy. He continues to be employed by the Grand Rapids Police Department. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.